Lights out, everybody.
Arch Obler bringing you another in our series of stories of the unusual. Our scene, a doctor's office. The doctor, a genial middle-aged man, is smiling across his desk at young Mrs. Peggy Conan, and he's saying,
"Well, Mrs. Conan, I don't think there is much more I can say other than this. Don't be too afraid. This sort of thing has been going on since the beginning of time. Millions of women. So don't be frightened. Go home. Tell your husband. Be happy."
"Thank you, Doctor. Goodbye."
"Goodbye."
"No, thank you. I'll walk."
"Okay, miss."
"Walk? Yes, I'll walk. It takes longer when you walk. No longer to get home." "What will he say?
Baby.
What will Bill say? What?
"Oh, it's out of the question, Peg. Out of the question on the money I make. Now, look, this isn't confetti. It's bills for groceries, bills for laundry, bills for gas. I tell you, Peg, it's out of the question.
Out of the question. He'll say out of the question.
Baby.
What will he say? Oh, Bill, what will you say?"
"Hey, watch the lights, lady."
"Oh.
Yeah. Watch where you're going, little lady. Them lights are for you as well as for the car."
What will Bill say?"
"What? What did you say? Say you don't feel well or something. Your face, I mean."
"Oh, I'm all right, officer."
"Sure you don't want a cab?"
"No, I'm walking home."
"Okay. But watch the traffic at the crossings."
"If I take shorter steps, it'll take longer." "Yes, shorter steps."
"Do you realize it'll set us back for the next 5 years? We won't be living. We'll always be paying bills for doctors, for hospitals, for nurses, for this and for that. Paying.
Will he say that?"
"It's been going on since the beginning of time. Millions of women. So don't be afraid. Go home. Tell your husband. Be happy. Be happy.
Happy. Doctor said that, didn't he? Happy. Bill, we have been happy."
Rowing. I don't think I'm going to row anymore. Too hot.
Uh-huh.
Just drift. Now, what was I talking about?
Happiness.
Oh, yeah, happiness. Now, you know, I think that the most important thing in life is to be happy. Don't you?
Oh, yes, Bill.
Now, you take ordinary people. On a day like this, what are they doing? Working in factories, working in offices, working. Isn't that right?
Yes.
But the park is here, the lagoon is here, the boats are here. Man, if they just had a little common sense, they'd say, the devil would work, we're going to be happy. And they'd come out here and they'd go boat riding.
4 million people. The lagoon would be awfully crowded, wouldn't it, Bill?
No, I'm serious. All right, so I'm not working today, so I'll have $5 less. But I'm doing what I want, and I'm happy.
I'm happy, too, Bill.
Are you? Honest, Peg?
Uh-huh.
Oh, gee. When I think that only 2 days...
And I wasn't even going to the dance.
I took one look at you.
Oh, that's a song, Bill.
Oh, it's the truth. Oh, gosh, I'm happy about you, Peg. I'm happier than I've ever been in my whole life.
Happy. We have been happy.
Kisses make perfect. Let's try that kiss again. Da-da-da-dee-dee-dee. We're not.
Oh, Phil. We're good.
You mean we're loud? Loud.
Don't drive so fast.
Well, I'm in a hurry.
Why, Mr. Bones?
I'm on my way to get married. I'm on my way to get married.
Oh, Phil. They'll think you've been drinking.
I have. Four cokes, a double malt, two kisses, and a marriage license. Yee-hee!
Bill, behave yourself.
Oh, no. The bride and the bridegroom's been a heavy night in jail. Hey.
Huh?
Starting to rain. Shall I put the top up?
Oh, no, no, please.
Huh?
Want the rain in the face. Oh, it's wonderful, Bill. The wind and the rain. I feel as if I were flying.
Oh, Mrs. Angel.
You know, all my life I thought that if I ran away to get married, I'd be so frightened. But I'm not afraid the least little bit. I love you, Bill. And everything's wonderful, and I'm so happy. So happy. We've been so happy.
Should I, Peg? Should I?
Well, I don't know, Bill.
Well, speak up, Mrs. Connor, or forever I have to hold your peace.
That's 30 cents already.
Oh, I was only warming up. One more time, and I know I can hit it.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, mister, I'll try her again.
Yes, sir, here you are, son. Once for a dime. Knock down the top bottle and win the little lady a great big beautiful doll.
Okay, Pete. Yes,
here I go.
Oh, you hit it, Bill, you hit it.
I told you I would. Okay, mister, pay off.
Will it be, little lady, a Cupid or a Popeye?
Popeye.
Oh. Here you are.
Thank you.
You can do the same, ladies and gentlemen, with a great big beautiful doll.
Oh, Bill, isn't it cute?
Yeah. Hey, let's sit down over here.
All right.
Oh.
Darling, you're wonderful.
Wonderful and hungry.
Oh, Phil, after four hot dogs, three sodas, and all those peanuts, you ought to be sick.
I am, but I'm hungry.
Phil.
Bottomless Bill from the Ozarks, hit me.
Phil, you're so crazy, and I love you so much.
You talk like that, and I'll kiss you right in the middle of the midway.
Double dare you.
Hey, maybe there's a law against kissing your own bride.
Maybe there's a law against being so happy.
Oh, you got the prettiest little funny face.
You know, I used to think that when I got married, I'd be going to the French Riviera, Honolulu, and,
huh?
Well, you know, places like that, and here I am, Luna Park.
Oh, Peg.
No, darling, you don't understand. I like it. I'm happy about it. Why, I'll bet there are thousands of women who've been to all those famous places who'd give every minute of it to be in my place with someone she loves and who loves her. Women are really awfully simple people, darling. They want love. And I've you, and I'm happy. Terribly happy.
Go home. Tell your husband, be happy, be happy, be happy.
I could be happy. Mother? Peggy Conan.
Mother?
Mother?
Mother, mother.
My mother. Mother.
You mark my words, you'll never make a good living for you, never. No drive, no ambition, a worthless young man. Never make a good living for you, Peggy. You'll never have anything. You mark my words, just mark my words. For the last time, listen to me, daughter. Now, if you marry that boy, you'll cry a great deal more, believe me. Oh, stop crying, Peggy, and listen to me. Someday you'll be a mother and you'll understand that I'm telling you these things for your own sake. When you have children of your own, you'll understand.
Understand what, Mother? Understand what? Should I understand now? If you were alive, could you make me understand now? Well, Bill's all right. He's all right, I tell you. It's just that he used to laugh. Laughed all the time. How can he laugh now?
Rent.
Gas. Dentist. Light. Car fare.
Rent.
Gas.
Dentist.
Light. Car fare.
Bill.
That's what I don't understand, Mother. Doesn't the world want people like Bill who can laugh? Must everyone be wonderful at making money? Isn't there a place for people like Bill who don't want a great deal? Can't things be so that they can make the little they need without growing so old and tired they forget what it is to laugh? And be happy at just being alive.
Fine mess. We're in a fine mess. Where will we get the money? Where will we get the money, Peggy? Where will we get the money?
No. Gotta stop thinking things like that. Got to. Think about him.
Shine? Shine, lady? Shine? Shine, mister? Shine? Shine?
What will he be?
Tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow creeps in this petty fate from day to day to the last syllable of recorded time. And all our yesterdays have lighted fools away to dusty death. Our brief candle light but a walking shadow. A poor
Oh, death. No! No.
And so, my fellow citizens, standing here in profound humility, where so many of our truly great have stood, all there is left to say is this. In accepting this high office and in assuming the leadership of our great nation in these troubled times, I pledge myself...
No.
In that moment, he realized he no longer loved semicolon. In that moment, the past with her comma, last tear hyphen, drenched moment comma...
Maybe.
And so it is with a great deal of pride that this network brings to you the premier radio performance of the world's premier violinist.
David?
David Conant.
Maybe. Maybe.
And my diagnosis of the patient only confirms my profound belief that such diseases can be cured.
Maybe.
So, an investment of these issues, with my concern, will net you profit of not less than the sum of twice your investment.
Oh, no. Oh.
Silly Peggy.
You used to say that, didn't you, Mother? Silly Peggy. Because I laughed at the wrong time. Maybe I laughed then. Maybe I'm laughing now because I'm afraid.
It's happened to women for millions of years.
No, no, not that. Pain goes quickly. I know it, but... Bill. What'll Bill say? No, no, stop thinking. Stop thinking. Walk slowly. Very slowly. What was I thinking? Oh, yes, my boy. I'll be so much wiser by the time he grows up. Give him advice.
Yes, Mother. Of course, Mother. Yes, I'm listening. You're wonderful, Mother. Oh, you're right, Mother. Just as you say, Mother.
No, no, not like that.
You're wrong, Mother. I will not, Mother. I won't do it, Mother. No, Mother.
No, no, not that way.
Why, Mother? Explain, Mother. Tell me if you know, Mother. Why is it like that, Mother?
Yes. Look like... What will he look like?
Lovely child.
May I hold him? Looks like you.
His father's hair. Beautiful child. Beautiful child.
Beautiful child. Yes, why not? Why not? David Conant. Beautiful child.
Hey, Bob, read all about it. World crisis, world crisis, war in Europe.
War.
War.
Baby, 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 baby.
Bill, what if he says it?
Read the newspapers, I tell you. Read the newspapers. There's your answer. Raise them up so they can blow him up. The answer's in your newspapers, I tell you, Peg. Raise them up to blow
him
up.
What can I answer him? I'm not good at answers. If Bill says that, what'll I say?
So I said to him, I said, Joe, I will not go for a ride. And he said, why not? And I said, why should I? And he said, well, if you don't, when will you? So I give him a smile, you know. And he said, you look here, Helen Young, if you see something.
Girl. Maybe it'll be a girl. Yes, why not? Girl.
Mother.
A lovely girl.
Mother, you think my dress hangs right. Isn't it too long? Or is it too short? Don't you think I would have it made a little frill here?
No wars. Killing, dying, just...
Mother, do you think I ought to go out with him after what he said to me? Mother, I don't think that's a good school. Really, I don't.
cannon fodder, bomb fodder. Raise them strong and blow them up. What's the good of it, Peg? What's the good of it?
No, can't be like that. Not with a girl. Ruth. No.
Anna.
No.
Nina.
No.
Elizabeth.
No.
Carol.
Yes. Harold Conlon.
Harold Conlon, the season's
Harold
pretty good, Conlon.
Harold young...
Conlon, beautiful young.
Harold Conlon is nationally known.
What could she be?
Mother, do you know all about babies? Do you know? After all, look at me. Well, I was wondering about Junior. He won't eat his cereal. He won't touch his bottle. I don't know what to do. I simply don't know what to do.
Maybe.
Carol Conlon, opera tonight. Curtain, 8:30.
Yes. Bill, you would. Almost there. Walk slower. Oh, Bill, don't get angry when I tell you. God, don't let him be angry. I couldn't stand it if he yelled at me. I couldn't. I'm afraid. Bill, if you knew I was afraid, you'd help me, wouldn't you? Afraid of you? That's not right, is it? Walk slower. Walk slower. When I get there, Bill, and you look at me, if then, for the first time in my life, I can say everything I've been thinking before you have a chance to say anything, then you'll understand how I feel, and because you love me, you won't say anything that'll hurt me, and you'll take me in your arms. Oh, Bill, but I can only think things. I can never say them clearly when they should be said. Maybe everybody's like I am. Talk when it's too late. This time I've got to talk now, right away. The minute I get in the house, because if you talk first and say things that hurt me, you and I will never... Oh, Bill, all I want is to be happy, just a little. Everything's so mixed up all over the world that... Bill, all I know, all I want is...
You say something, Mrs. Collins?
Oh, Mr. Tomasi.
What's the matter? You walk right past the house, huh? Yeah, maybe you're thinking you don't live here no more, huh?
I was so preoccupied, I didn't notice.
Sure was a hot day, huh, Mr. Collins?
Yes, it was. I don't like to go in.
Oh, but your husband, he's home, huh?
Home?
Sure, he come about 10 minutes ago. I'm going to see him go upstairs.
It is late, isn't it?
Sure. You put it in the girl, but when a husband come home from work and a wife is not home, sometimes you get a plenty mad, huh? I bet you're scared, huh?
I better go up.
Hey, I'm going to come up pretty soon and fix that water faucet.
All right. Good evening, Mr. Gold. You're playing very well tonight.
Yeah, yeah. In 60 years, even a fool learns to do something.
Oh.
Hot tonight, yeah?
Yes.
the baby all right?
Oh, yeah, lots better. See?
He's so tiny, isn't he?
You like a baby, Miss Conlon?
Well, I...
Yeah, I know. They look like lots of trouble, but you bet you for people who have got little babies, the whole world.
Yes.
Believe me, baby's good. Good.
Good night. Good night, Mrs. Maslow.
Where you been? I've been worried stiff.
Was it just walking?
I got home. There was nobody here. I was ready to do a calling all cars, so help me. What, are you going to stand here by the door all night? What's the matter, Peg? Oh, honest, I don't care if there isn't any dinner. Yeah, I'm so full of love for you tonight, one potato in me, and I'd pop like a kid's balloon.
Bill, I want to
tell you. No, wait, I'm going to tell you.
Me?
Yeah, come on over by the window. Phew, it's hot. Nice breeze to keep you cool while I burn you up with the news right off the press.
News? Bill, I...
Flash. Ambition comes to Billy Connon.
Bill, if you'd let me tell you...
No, how can you tell me when I'm trying to tell you? Now listen, sweet funny face. Today, the great lords of industry unlocked the octopus long enough to hand Billy Connon... Now, hold your breath. $5 more a week.
Bill, I've got...
Yes, oh, help me. $5. Oh, is that terrific, Peg? We move right into the upper brackets. Got everything we want.
Bill, please listen to me.
Sure. As soon as I finish my say... No, I got to say it, Peg, because I've been kind of getting up steam to say it all the way home from the office. Now, all this may sound a little screwy to you, but here goes.
Bill, I want to tell you today.
Oh, please, funny face, don't interrupt to tell me about the bargain you saw today, because, well, if I stop talking, I'll lose my nerve, and then maybe I won't ever say it again. Peg, this $5 a week, now that's over $250 a year, and I began thinking right away how we could spend it.
Spend?
Yeah, you know me. So, I got thinking about maybe we'd get another car. But the old jalopy's pretty good yet. And then I thought maybe we could take a cottage someplace. But then I don't get a vacation until next year. So, then I got thinking. Why, heck, what's the matter with me? Why should I be afraid to talk to you?
There's no reason to be afraid. Is there, Bill?
Of course not. See, what I'm trying to say is that... Well, look at the newspaper headlines.
The war, yes, I thought...
The world going to smash, maybe. So I got thinking, the heck with it. There isn't time enough to go anywhere or plan anything, and who wants money anyway? So how can we spend it to make both of us really happy? You know, to make our lives... if one of us should die before the other, make our lives mean something.
Mean something.
Oh, Peg, I've got to say it faster. I won't be able to say it at all. Peg, let's spend the money for a kid. Well, Peg, what do you look at me like that for? Oh, I know we never talked about it, but... Well, I was kind of scared of the idea, and I didn't know if you'd want one. Well, Peg, for Pete's sake, say something. Looking at me... Well, what did you want to tell me before? Say that at least.
Oh, Bill... Wait till you hear.